This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, as you soon shall hear, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, and as always, a crazy, no good son of a bitch, and I don't give a damn. Who knows? Who cares? Just don't give a damn. Before we get going on a very, very, very serious note, I want to extend my condolences and sympathy for the loss of Kevin Slayton. He's our sports director, as you all know, the greatest sports man in St. Louis, recognized by the Missouri state representatives. But on a very, very serious note, Kevin Slayton lost his lovely, lovely sister yesterday, Maureen Slayton. She was only 62 years old, and the passing of her, I know it's affecting him quite a bit. I know he was a family member when it came to the Slayton family. I've talked to people that said, hey, the Slaytons all stuck together, and I know Kevin loved his younger sister, Maureen Slayton, dearly. Again, she passed yesterday at the age 62, and we just want to give our condolences and our thoughts go out with you, Kevin. And at this time, I'd like to have a moment of silence for Maureen Slayton, 62, who passed yesterday, a beautiful lady, and I'm sure if there is a heaven, she's up there today. So I'd like to, out of respect for her and Kevin Slayton, have a moment of silence, please. Thank you very much for your patience and decency, all you people. And again, Kevin, our deepest condolences to you. I know how bad it hurt you and your family. So I know you'll keep on trucking. But again, our condolences and sympathies go out to the entire Slayton family for the loss of their beautiful, beautiful sister, Maureen Slayton. Okay, let's get going on. Definitely not a serious note after that. Went to the ball game yesterday, and I want to thank all the ushers that I talked to at Busch Stadium. What a great, great bunch of guys. These are the guys that put you in your seats, that tell you what you can do and what you can't do. They have to tolerate drunks, ignorant son of a bitches like me. But I spoke with quite a few of them yesterday all throughout the stadium. And I just want to say, you guys, I know you never get the recognition you've earned or deserved, but I want to say what a great job all the ushers at Busch Stadium do, especially last night. We went to the Cardinal-Cubs game, and it was, I think, 2-1, 3, hella, who knows. But the Cardinals won. It wasn't a real exciting game, but it was a long game, lasted till right at 11 o'clock. So 7:15, 8:15, 9:15, 10:15. Hell, that's 3.5 plus minus hours. But anyway, I just wanted to let all the ushers know that we sincerely appreciate all you do. We may not thank you every day, but you guys do one hell of a job. Now, on a bad note, those no good son of a bitches at the ballpark, unbelievable. $15, people. And this is a Cardinal Nation. The Cardinals, they love you. You know, I'm not a big sports fan, and I don't give a damn about the Cardinals one way or the other. But, and I've made a lot of money in my life, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to buy what I want to buy. I would not, I would eat the cardboard off the ground before I'd buy a $16 cheeseburger at Busch Stadium. You people understand what I'm telling? $16, and they talk, always talk when the PR people come out, the Cardinal Nation, you know, our people, the Cardinal Nation, my ass. Ain't the Cardinal Nation, they're bragging about selling before the game up high in the stands, $5 canned beer. They think that's a hell of a deal. They charge $9.25 for a beer, $10.25 for a beer. I bought a pretzel, decent size, not real big, $10 yesterday. Oh, I got some cheese with it, I'm sorry. But all you people that go to the ball game, I know you love the Cardinal ball players, and this is nothing on them. But for the management and the ownership of the Cardinals to totally, and I mean totally, disrespect all the fans, the hundreds of thousands of fans all throughout the St. Louis region and further out, when they take their children, when you have a mother and a father and two children, by the time you buy the tickets and have anything to eat, it's $100, $100 plus minus. People don't have that much money. You know, baseball is a national pastime. Baseball is the core of our country. And when these people go to the baseball game and they have to buy their son a soda for $8, they have to buy a beer for $10.50, $11.50, when they have to buy, I swear to you, the cheeseburgers, oh, I got, you had some fries, 5 or 6 fries, so you know that's really an added value. $16, people. I had some nachos and a little helmet, $19. And I just say to that, you know, when the Cardinals, oh, the Cardinal Nation, and we love our great fans. Well, if you loved your great fans, Cardinals, you guys make enough off the TV revenue, millions and millions and millions of dollars, and you make quite a bit off the tickets. Why wouldn't you make it an enjoyable experience? And I mean this. I'm not ragging them, going crazy on them. I'm ragging them because it's the right thing to do. All you people have been to the games, the one, the lawyers, the doctors, the people that have the money that can afford it. I know you guys think the same thing. Probably come up the hard way. Why throw money away? But when you go to the baseball game, hot dog, $10, a beer, $10.50, $11.50, or 11 and a quarter. Cheeseburger, I swear to you, $16. Who the hell's going to buy a damn 5 ounces of meat, 5 ounces of probably second-grade hamburger for $16? And it's not just that. Everything. Everything's expensive at the ballpark. You can buy a regular $4, $8, $9 shirt for $35, $45. So when they get you into the stands, and I say this, and again, I'm not trying to be an asswipe to the Cardinals. I just think it's totally wrong. I come up poor. We couldn't go to a baseball game. And we sure the hell couldn't afford a $10 hot dog, a $15, $16 cheeseburger. But when they say on TV, and I hear it all the time, Cardinal Nation, our fans, what great people. I'll be damned. I don't think they really care about the Cardinal fans if they're charging what they're charging when they don't need to. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I agree with you. When I was a kid, a lot of these players I could relate to. They had to work off-season jobs. Mike Shannon used to sell suits. They didn't make all that money. And Dan Dierdorf worked in a bank. These guys would really tease me off. I haven't been in that new stadium. I never will, paying them crazy prices. Gets me mad, Bob. Yeah. I see these poor workers who go down there and work these minimum wage jobs. You think the Cardinals or the stadium down there would get a parking lot and shove these poor people back and forth to their cars? I've seen some kids, the old lady walking up Shuttle Avenue by the project to get to her. That's how far she had to walk away working with them vendor jobs at the stadium. That's how greedy them Cardinals are. They can't even, all them vacant lots and buildings, they can't buy a lot and shutter their employees around like a normal company does. They're just greed. I can't relate to these guys. It's all about money. When I was a kid, we used to sign your autographs. We're a bunch of prima donnas. But how they treat their workers, anybody that works down there and have to walk 2 miles through the project to get to your car is crazy. And the Cardinals ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to have an empty lot and shuttle their employees right back and forth. What do you think?
Jim, thank you for the call. I agree. I don't know much about the St. Louis area. And I don't know how they treat their employees, but I do know how they treat their fans. I do know how they treat the Cardinal Nation, so to speak. And if all you people out there, you don't have to like me. You know I'm crazy. You know I'll stir up crap at every angle. But I'm not stirring up crap here. It just bothered me. It bothered me when I did see a lot of relatively, I think, poor people. They weren't dressed very well, and you know, some of them kind of mussed up clothes on, but that's okay. You know, everybody does what they have to do. But when I go there and I see the prices they charge, now they could charge $3 a hot dog and make a fortune. They could charge $4 a hot dog and make a fortune, but $10 for a hot dog, $15 for a cheeseburger, now that's just totally, totally out of line. Now, I know people have probably said that before, but unlike other people, I keep bitching and bitching and bitching. Now, I know nothing's going to get done, but they'll know, because I know they all listen in St. Louis. I know they'll be pissed at me after I bring this up again, but I'm just adding salt to the wound. All you people know that, and think about it. Next time you go to a baseball game, and I'm not a big sports fan, and I don't want to stay on this subject very much longer, but it just kind of really bothered me to see the prices. They gouge you at every angle. It pisses me off, and I'm sure it pisses you good people off. Let's take one more call on the subject. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Well, Bob, I'm not a baseball fan no more because I can't afford to watch them on TV even no more today. More or less go to that stadium. But, Bob, I'll tell you what, I'm so upset. I got a pair of Nike shoes I've been wanting to destroy symbolically. And how did Pritchard come to Fairmont City yesterday and me not know it? Because I would love to take those shoes and toss them at his head.
You might have wanted to toss them in his body, John, as big as that son of a bitch is. He's a big-ass bastard, ain't he?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can't miss that big head, that's for sure.
Hey, John, thank you very much for the call. I have to think again. This ball situation has just gotten out of hand. And these ball players, $10, $12, $15 million for batting 250. 250, that's one out of four. That makes you a success in baseball if you get one hit out of every four times at bat. Now, you do one thing right out of every four times on your job, and they would call you, what's the word I'm looking for? Unemployed. But that's the way ball is. That's the way sports is, and that's okay. They don't get but about $100, $500 maybe a year for me. And the last thing I'd like to say about that, we took the Metrolink, and what a joke. What a complete joke. It was a black gal. Wouldn't make any difference, black or white. She seemed like a decent gal. About 250 pounds, sitting on her big ass. She was a little roly-poly gal. And no disrespect to her. Everybody's built the way they're built. But she's a security, doesn't have a gun. I didn't even think she had a radio. Now, what does the Metrolink authorities think that's going to do for protection when they're out killing police officers left and right, and they're going to have a security guard from Seca Security or some kind of security company I've never heard of? And she wasn't walking around. She was sitting on the bench. I guess she was a little tired. But it just made me think, What happens if there's a problem? What happens if there's a problem and all the people are taking their young kids to the ball game? What's going to happen at that point? Nobody knows. Nobody cares again until it happens. But once it happens, it's too late. Hey, we get thousands and thousands of calls. We get a lot of hating calls. A lot of people hate me. I don't know why. Me and Santa Claus, you guys ought to love both of us, but apparently you don't. But for you niggers that call and want to threaten me, I mean, I'll listen to it for about 2 seconds. But you got these niggers, and they want to call and give you a whole a spiel on what a no-good racist bastard I am. Hey, you niggers, you're wasting your time, because the 4 or 5 minutes that is allotted for each answer, when I hear it's a nigger about 3 seconds in, I kill it, because I don't care. I don't want to listen to all that crap. So if you've got something constructive to say, I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment. Say it. But if you're calling up giving me crap, don't think I'm listening to it, because I'm not, because I really don't give a damn. But they really think they're slick with some of the crap they say and try to pull. So, hey, niggers, don't be niggers. I think what I'll do now, out of respect or disrespect, And I know a lot of my people, they're always asking me, I want to hear Nigger Hating Me. And I don't play it very often. Now, on mainstream radio, they play the same songs over and over again. I usually don't do that. I play my my song, my rap song, which was an award-winning rap song, Nigger Nation. And I know everybody loves that except the niggers, and they get pissed every time they hear it. But I'm going to dedicate this, and I wasn't going to, but I will, because I don't like niggers. I like proud black people that work their ass off, like the proud white people work their ass off. But I hate crackers. I'm trying to find a cracker. Anybody knows a good cracker or hunky song, a detrimental cracker or hunky song, please give me a call, because I'd like to play that too, because I'm an equal opportunity hater when it comes to bastards that are criminals. I don't give a damn if they're white, black, or purple. So we're going to play this out of disrespect for all you niggers, not just in the St. Louis region. They listen to my show all throughout this great country, and then they cuss me out. So I want to play this out of disrespect for all my nigger enemies.
Sloth in a big black spook, you know. Cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it. And the NAACP would sure like to get a hold of nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true. But they don't mind, cause what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check and I'm broke. No joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat. And I ain't black, you see. So Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now. So I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it. Take your black head out and I blow it. And the NAACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth. He's a-doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a-brewing, and the NAACP can't win if the white men stick with nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a-white, and it's time that I have mine, you know it. I show it, stick your black head out and I'll blow it. And the NAACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me.
Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Chris Rock. Chris Rock hates niggers. We're going to try to get that play. Chris Rock, a proud black man. He hates niggers too. And all the blacks sit there and yell and scream and clap and cheer for him. And they're paying $40, $50 to hear a black man, a proud black man say nigger. But boy, and I do that to prove a point, because I don't really care for that song. I don't like the beat. I like some of the words. But Chris Rock, a proud black man, he says he hates niggers too. Is it okay for a proud black man to hate niggers, but not a white man to hate niggers for what they do? Not the color of their skin. Always leave the color of the skin out. I don't know where they come up with that crap. I don't know where they come up with that crap. I don't like him because he's black. That's bull crap. As always, I don't like somebody that's black, that has black skin, that goes out and kills, robs, rapes. I don't like somebody with white skin. I don't like somebody with tan skin, green skin, or blue skin that goes out and robs and rapes and steals and kills and sells dope. Don't like any of them. Don't like any of them. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob.
Okay. Never mind. Cut the. He's going to start niggering some crap. So let's don't even worry. John's not your name. I hate it when somebody say what's your name? And they got to think about 30 seconds. They're either the stupidest son of a bitch is in town, or a stupid nigger, or a cracker, or a hunky. So, John, hey, save that crap. Call one of the nigger stations in St. Louis and talk about the nigger rap songs. Don't bother me with this crap. You know, I don't do much national politics, But this Beto O'Rourke, I think his name is Francis something. I don't know where he comes up with the name Beto O'Rourke. He, I believe, was a congressman from Texas, a Democratic congressman from Texas who I think lost. He's a former Texas congressman. He invited three nigger ball players to brought them to the debate, invited them to the debate last night. He's standing there smiling, got his arms around him. Now, these are three high school niggers that took the knee in protest. Now, once again, what do three high school football players have to protest? They took a knee to protest police brutality and racism. What the hell is all this? See, they throw that out like they throw out Trump's a racist. And everyone, oh, he's a racist. People don't buy that crap anymore. And these niggers, they want to throw that out. Police brutality and racism. That's where, you know, they don't care about the actions of the professional police officers. They don't give a damn about if they're racist or not. They just like to say the police what's wrong in this country? The police brutality and racism. When I ask them why they think I'm a racist, because I say nigger. Well, they don't think all the nigger rap artists are racist, and they say nigger. They say nigger with violence. Let's kill that nigger, that MF and nigger. I've never said any violence towards the blacks, the whites, the niggers, the crackers, or the hunkies. I deplore violence, no violence at all. But to these niggers, it's always police brutality and racism. But this Beto O'Rourke running for president, and I hope you people remember that stupid name, he invites them to the debate. Now, isn't that something? Really going to show respect, but they took the knee in defense of Kaepernick. Now, these black guys don't even know what the hell is going on. They don't know what the hell's going on. They probably have an F average, but just remember, if they're good football players, they're going to make it through. And also had the national anthem, and Ryan, one of the candidates for president, who was an ex-governor, I believe, in Ohio, he stood there during the national anthem, and he had his hands crossed in front, you know, with his hands. I got to say, I don't even know the guy. I'm not for him. But I think that's wrong to throw that out. I mean, some people on the national anthem, somebody in uniform or police officers, they'll salute. Some people will put their hands over their heart, and other people will just stand there. And I say stand, not kneel. I think that's a matter of choice. So for them to come after this Mr. Ryan out of Ohio, a Democrat out of Ohio, because he didn't put his hand on his heart during the playing of the national anthem. I think that's wrong. And again, I don't care much for any of these Democrats. I don't care much for any of these Democrats, but if they try to make a big to-do out of that, you people think about it. How many times have you been to the ball game, been somewhere, and the national anthem, you stand proud for our great country and our great flag and what it stands for, but some people just don't put their hands on their heart. Some do. So I believe that's just a matter of choice, not a matter of disrespect or unpatriotism to our country. Let's take one more caller before break. Go ahead, Al. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
I'm a proud white man, a veteran.
Okay, well, we salute you for your service.
I listened to Carlton Tucker last night, and he was on talking to a city alderman from Baltimore. And every single question that he asked, and his answer was, it's 400 years of racism. All the problems in Baltimore is racism. I can't figure that one out. Even Tucker had to look on his face like, what the hell are you talking about?
You know, Al, they talk about racism, and I just got off that subject, as you heard. All these years in Baltimore, they had a Democratic black, he was a mulatto, half black, but had Obama for 8 years. Nobody bitched about Baltimore for 8 years. Nobody bitched, and it's been a scum and a rat-infested area for 8 years, and that's not being racist, that's not being nasty, that's just being factual. But then when Trump comes out with it, he's a racist. I don't understand for somebody saying that an area is rat infested and crime ridden. I don't understand, and it's a black area. Trump never said black area. How the hell do they, Al, do you think they get, and how can they equate racism out of that?
I don't understand it myself. You know, I was always told, too, if you keep blaming other people for your problems are going to get worse.
Yeah. You know what, Al? Thanks for the call. You're exactly right. Problems are going to get worse because, see, not the proud blacks and niggers. They want to blame the white. They've been blaming the whites forever. These 18, 20, 25-year-old niggers never had to work, always had something to eat through their food stamps, always had some place to stay, have telephones given to them, and they want to talk about the injustice in this country. There is an injustice in this country, and the injustice is poor white people, and not poor even people, white people with money. We're supporting and have been supporting these niggers forever. And again, keep the proud black community out of it. I totally respect the proud black community because a lot of them, a little bit older, they came up in the days in the 40s and 50s where they were discriminated against. And that was totally, I say totally, totally wrong. But it was done. And the people that did it have done it in the past. They're probably all dead. So I say, let's remember it. Let's feel sorry for these the blacks, the older blacks. But we don't owe anybody anything. The white community doesn't owe the black community anything. The black community doesn't owe the white community anything. All we owe is to be the best we can be for our families and our country. And I always like it when they call me a racist. They call me, well, they call me crazy racist or crazy this or that. We're always divided on every television show, every radio show. It's always, and the news media puts that out. It's always black and white. Do you people understand that? Because these politicians, they want to divide and conquer. You've heard me say that 1,000 times. They want to divide and conquer. And they want to keep this racial war going. And it's not a war. It's a war of words primarily. And there's some action. It hasn't gotten real bad yet. But I honestly think at the end of the day, if we don't do something about it, it's going to get worse. And I'm sure you white people out there are sitting there drinking your coffee saying, this crazy son of a bitch, I hate him. Normally don't agree with him, but I have to agree that things are going to have to change because it's not going to be pretty. Before we go to break, what is Chris, hey, Chris Rock, a proud black man, what do you have to say about niggers?
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people too.
Black people. He hates black people too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio at its finest. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We'll fight the powers that beat us. Don't pick up.
yes, yes. We're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. So all you niggers, you crackers, and you hunkies, understand that the proud white and proud black community, the hardworking proud white and proud black community will eventually come together and stop all this chaos, racism, police brutality. That's all the hell. And this bastard O'Rourke said he was honored to have these three niggers stand with him tonight. They bravely took a knee so their fellow Americans could stand a little more free. What kind of crap is that? They're down on their knees for the national anthem. They bravely took a knee. I know a lot of gay guys that take a knee, and it ain't bravely. Take it daily for their sexual activity. So must be kind of one and the same. But it just really, really pisses me off. Pisses me off when it comes to that. Belleville News Democrat. They're going to a digital only on Saturdays. The Belleville News Slime-a-crap. And it is a slime-a-crap. They're going to digital only on Saturdays because all you people out there have been begging. And that's a damn lie. Are you crazy? Says we will continue to publish a strong, independent local journalism. Are you nuts? You guys, you recycle everything from the Associated Press, from any place. If you people ever read, if you're stupid enough to buy the new slime of crap, you'll understand. But they're going to the digital because all you good people, that's what you wanted. You called them and told them, we want everything to be digital. I don't know hardly anybody that wants anything to be digital because it's so hard to handle. But they're talking about it's going to be digital. And on Saturdays, Sundays, they're going to have their usual comic and puzzle lineup. If you ever get the new slime of crap out of the trash, you'll see it. And it's $2 a day. $2 a day and $4 on weekend, people. I'd go to CNN News, I wouldn't go to CNN. I'd go to Fox News. If you're going to get on the internet, I don't know why you pay for the Belleville News slime of crap, because all they're doing is recycling news from all these other entities. So it doesn't cost you anything to dial into Fox.com or NBC.com or any of those local and national news medias. But why anybody would pay money to get this Belleville New Slime of crap? I mean, it's unbelievable. And Jeffrey Koch, he's the editor and general manager of the Belleville New Slime of crap. What a total idiot he is. What a total piece of crap this ignorant bastard is. And they want to try to okie vidokie. They're doing that. You know, they save 60, 70, 80% people when they go to digital only. They get money from you to get on the computer. They've had one or two people putting all this crap on the computer. They don't have to print it. They don't have to circulate it. They don't have to pay for printing. They don't have to pay for the materials and the paper. So when they tell you and everybody else throughout the country, oh, we're going to go digital, they're going digital because it's a saving of 60, 70, 80%. All depends on the area you're at. Now, the News Democrat have had some good reporters, and they've got rid of most of the good reporters, and they tell me these reporters now are making $25,000, $30,000 a year now. I don't know what you're going to get or what you can believe at $25,000, $30,000 a year. Not that they're not decent people, but I don't know about how newsworthy this crap is, but they're going digital, people. So just remember the Belleville News Slimocrat. They're doing that to help you out. I'm sure the Post Disgrace will be doing the same thing. You notice there used to be the Globe Democrat, Post Disgrace, two or three other papers, how they've petered themselves out. Now, the Belleville News Democrat hasn't been a good local newspaper for the last 10, 15, 20 years, in my opinion. But now they're going to go to digital only on Saturdays. But they're going to expand their Friday and Sunday print edition. You know why? Because Sunday's when the ads come out. Advertisers don't like to be on digital as much as they like the print. The paper print. So they're going to keep the Sunday papers in print just for you. No, they're keeping it in print for the advertisers. But when they cry and say, oh, we're doing that for you people, no, they're doing that to save money. And actually, it's kind of inconvenient to do it that way, but they do. Also on this side of the river, the Allegiant Airline, the failed, in my opinion, very, very dangerous. And I know it's cheaper, but I mean, damn, you could probably get a goose, fly with a goose to Florida, but how dangerous is that? How uncomfortable is that? But beginning next month, the Legion airline, they're going to cease offering year-round flights to Vegas. Apparently, they're not making enough money. But, you know, Kern always brags about how many people are coming through there. But, you know, the more people that come through there, people, they go spend their money in Florida, in Vegas, in California. You've heard me say it before. If somebody's got $2,000 or $3,000, spend it locally. Go someplace local. Spend it locally. But no, Mid-America Airport, which we fund, which cost us $6-8 million a year, we fund these people to take their $2,000 or $3,000 and their family, and they go to Florida and spend all their money. They go to Vegas and spend all their money. They go to California or wherever the hell it flies, and they spend all their money. But Kern will tell you that it's a good deal. And Cantrell, Tim Cantrell, the director, he makes, for they've got plateaus of how many fly out. The more that fly out, there's plateaus. He makes more money. I think he makes 150, 175, whatever he makes, a big exorbitant salary for directing a failed Mid-America airport. But Cantrell gets more money for the more people that fly out. Isn't that something? The more people that fly out cost us money as taxpayers, but Cantrell, the director of the airport, makes more money. It's unbelievable, but they will tout that. Kern says that it's a hassle-free experience that they offer. You know, if you were a businessman, you'd be in the unemployment line, Kern. Mark the big faggot, and I mean Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. They want to put this play on like they're really doing us a favor by having the Allegiant airline. It's costing us a fortune, people, to keep that airport open. And they want to brag about how many 45,000 passengers expected to use the airport in July. 45,000 people, if they all spend $200 or $300. I don't have a pen and pencil or paper handy, but you imagine what that is for 1 month, people, 1 month. And they ship out all year. How much of that money is being spent out of our area? All of it. They said the flying numbers are up 15%. That means the economy in St. Clair County, all the businesses, there, the economy for the businesses is down 15-20%. But for them to sit there and try to okey-fadoke all of us, I think that's crap. And I think you good people in St. Clair County and the surrounding area understand that. Now, you know there's election coming up in 2020 for county board chairman. And this asswipe, Mark the big faggot Kern, he'll be running again. And I think St. Clair County has went just about to a two-party system. There's enough Republicans, if they wouldn't fight each other, the dumbasses, and come together. They don't have to. You don't have to like each other. But you need to come together to fight the enemy, and the enemy is Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, and his entire organization. And the only way you can do it is come together, work together, keep personalities out of it, but most times you don't want to. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I just spoke with a friend of mine, Rick. Rich, a good friend. And he tells me people ought to be happy with Trump. And he says, if anybody's got money in the stock market, they ought to be happy. Let me tell all you hardworking people out there, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans, if you work for someone, you probably have a pension plan. And if you have a pension plan, where the hell do you think that money is set while you're working, waiting for retirement? It's put in the stock market. So more people than not, well, somebody will say, well, I don't invest in the stock market. If you've got a job that has a pension plan, yes, you do. So I just want all you people to understand that everybody benefits country-wise, personal-wise, whenever the economy is up. And nobody can argue the economy's up because of Trump. And nobody can argue that there's so much black employment going on now. I know the niggers don't like that because they don't want to be offered a job. Hell, they don't want to work for a living. And I understand a typical nigger. We're not going to have a lot of time, but we want to hit on it also tomorrow because it's very, very important in our area. Fairmont Racetrack bets on gambling. Now, they've voted on gambling for the racetrack, which I think Brian Zanders has done a great job out there, and I wish him all the best. It's awful funny. They got gambling out there now that our good buddy, Senator Foghorn, I say Buckwheat Claiborne's gone. He was the one stopping it because he was in, I believe, with the casino. Well, I know he was in with the casino queen. But now Pritzker has put it out, and there's going to be so much gambling offered all throughout this great state. And I just say to that, I don't want to give anybody any crap over it, but where is all this money going to come from? And Pritzker says, oh, we're going to have this $45 billion state construction program, and it's going to help us to build new roads and bridges and universities and community colleges and bring more jobs, better education, and a better life for working families. Where the hell, hey, Pritzker, where the hell do you think that $45 billion is coming from? It's coming for us. It's coming for our taxes. And you people, look at your telephone bill. Look at your mobile telephone bill. Look at your cable bill. Look at your gas and electric bills. Look at every bill you got. There are $20, $30, $40 in taxes, and that's going up too. Yeah, he's going to get the $45 billion at the expense of all of us hardworking people in this once great state of Illinois. So don't think that money's coming from God. Don't think that money's coming from a money fairy. That's our money. We may send it up to Washington and they dole it back out to us, but when people say, oh, a federal grant, a state grant, no, there's no such thing. It's our tax dollars. Nothing gets paid in this great country that's not paid by us, the hardworking people, men, women, black and white, Democrat and Republican for this great country. It just pisses me off. But they're going to have over 800 maximum gaming positions, or 900, I should say, at the Fairmont Racetrack. So if they're going to have card games, going to have gambling, going to have slot machines, that's like a land-based casino. And I don't really give a damn because I'm all for Fairmont Park making it. And I, again, think Brian Zanders has done a great job out there working with what he's had to work with. But they're going to expand all kind of gaming positions all throughout the great state of Illinois. And I asked in closing, once again, where is all this money coming from? These new gambling casinos, all the crap they put in, make everything look nice. That money comes from us. That money comes from the people that may be addicted to gaming. And once they are, they lose their house, they lose their family, can't pay their bills. So what little it's going to help on the tax end, people, I honestly think it's going to hurt at the end of the day. And again, I'm not against gambling, none in moderation, but a lot of these vices are never, never done in moderation. They start out, but they end up destroying families. You people know it. You've had friends and family that have been addicted to gambling and what happens at the end of the day. So I just hope Illinois takes it serious. But when Pritzker says $45 billion and it's going to help us out, number one, that's our money. And number two, again, look at any bill you have. Look at your electric bill. Look at your gas bill. Look at your charter cable bill. Look at your telephone bill. Look at your Verizon bill. Look at a water bill if you have it. Notice all the taxes, 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 taxes. Hell, there's 5, 10, 15% in taxes on every one of those bills. I don't know if you've noticed it, but notice it. and you'll say that crazy son of a bitch is right. As always, people, it's time to go. And as always, the elections are coming up in 2020. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I will tell you to listen to me, listen to other people, and after you listen to all of us, research it. And after you've researched and found out what the truth is, and I will always give you the truth. Never have I lied to you, and never will I. May not like what I say, but I will say it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a great, great election in 2020. Going to put our country in one direction or the other, put our country in the direction of Trump, who's going to make us better, make the economy better, or for some of these Democrats that want everybody to be given everything. And if everybody's given everything, I ask, who's going to pay for it? Somebody's got to pay for it. They don't tell you that. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks. And at the end of the day, as always, I know you get tired of me saying it. I get tired of saying it, but sooner or later, it'll get dwelled into your mind and you'll understand what I'm saying. Let's destroy these son of a bitches, these ass white bastards, these greasy, sleazy son of a bitches. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.